We should have another beautiful summer day around the region as high pressure continues to be the main influence on our weather today with temperatures near normal. Well, just like yesterday, we should see a fair amount of sunshine with a few extra clouds possible across the higher terrain, especially in the Adirondacks and southern Greens. And isolated showers, again, can't be ruled out for those areas as another disturbance passes by just to our north. Now, clouds will be on the increase as we head through Friday, and some scattered showers will be possible by the afternoon. Well, skies will become mostly cloudy from west to east as the cold front slowly approaches the region. The weekend overall is still looking mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms continuing both days, even into the beginning of next week. It does seem to turn drier as we head toward the middle of next week, though. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern Colorado into much of western and central Kansas this afternoon into tonight. There's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk area from the eastern half of Colorado to southern Nebraska, eastern Kansas, and northern Oklahoma into northeast New Mexico. There's also a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms extending from far southern Wisconsin into northern Illinois, eastern Iowa, and northeast Missouri. Strong to severe storms producing hail and damaging winds will be possible this afternoon into tonight across the central high plains into much of Kansas to northern portions of the southern plains. Isolated severe storms will also be possible across northern parts of the middle Mississippi Valley to the southwest Great Lakes region. An upper ridge stretching generally west to east across the southern tier of the United States will be maintained during the day, while to the north, a broad long-wave trough will persist from east of the northern Rockies to the northeast states. A progressive shortwave trough embedded in this cyclonic flow is expected to shift east of the upper Midwest through the Great Lakes region this afternoon. At the surface, an area low pressure should be centered around the St. Croix River Valley and move east into northern lower Michigan by late in the evening. A trailing cold front will move into the upper Great Lakes and the northern extent of the mid-Mississippi Valley, while the trailing portion shifts south and stalls in Kansas. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high near 85 degrees and a light breeze out of the south. In Boston, sunny, a high in the low 80s. Light breeze out of the southeast, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, a high right near 80 degrees with a light wind out of the south there. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 81 degrees with a record of 96 set in 1949. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 48 set in 1955. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 10th, sunrise at 5:56 a.m. and sunset at 8:04 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Some patchy fog around this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 60 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, some patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, a high in the low 80s with a light southwesterly wind. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog around this morning, otherwise mostly sunny and nice with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, partly sunny with increasing clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms Saturday, mid-70s to near 80 degrees, mostly cloudy Sunday, maybe a couple of showers around, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees, partly sunny with a chance of showers on Monday, Tuesday, mostly sunny and nice, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s, Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.